Construction work began on the Czech Republic's oldest and most important motorway, the D1, exactly 50 years ago on Friday. But all these decades later, the motorway still has not been completed. Ian Willoughby reports.
Je září 1967. Na začátku budoucí trasy.
A communist-era TV program records the beginning of construction on the D1 motorway on September 8, 1967. Work on the Prague to Brno highway was launched at a zero milestone on the outskirts of the capital by the then Czechoslovak ministers of Transport and the Interior. However, the project had a considerably older history. Construction had first begun as early as May 1939 on a motorway that was to run from Prague to Jihlava and then to Brno and to Zlín on the border with Slovakia. Within 3 years, that project was abandoned. Sacrificed, along with plans for a so-called Hitler's motorway between Wroclaw and Vienna, to the Nazi war effort. In 1946, the original project was revived, if more modestly, with the chief focus being on maintaining those sections and bridges that had already been completed. But in 1950, the plug was pulled once again. Fast rising car numbers sent the planners back to the drawing board around a decade later. Some of the work carried out in the 1930s and 40s was incorporated into a new motorway plan approved in 1963. The D1 was finally opened to traffic in July 1971, though the first section only ran as far as Miroshovice in central Bohemia, around 30 kilometres from Prague. Indeed, it wasn't until November 1980 that the final section, allowing motorway travel all the way from the capital to Brno, was completed. The D1 doesn't only serve to connect Prague and Brno, and was never intended to, but ideas about where it should conclude in the east changed over the course of time. As stated above, it was originally meant to reach Slovakia via the Zlín region. The 1963 conception, meanwhile, was it for it to join up with today's Slovak equivalent and continue all the way to Košice. Following the split of Czechoslovakia, the idea arose to direct it towards Ostrava, concluding at Lipník nad Bečvo in North Moravia. Later, the road between there and Ostrava and the Polish border was converted into a new section of the D1. However, one 24-kilometre section in the region still needs to be built. When it's completed, the D1 will measure 376 kilometres. Meanwhile, extensive roadworks on existing parts will last until 2020. Over the decades, around 800 people have lost their lives on the D1. The most famous victim was politician Alexander Dubček, who died 2 months after an accident on the motorway in 1992.